At 8:15 a.m., the teachers led their students to the classrooms, where they stowed their backpacks and prepared for the day. A loud crackle from the intercom cut through the commotion in Mr. Lee's fourth grade classroom and across the rest of the school.
"Good morning, everyone."
Principal Michael Gleason's voice came through.
"Excuse the interruption, but just a reminder, tomorrow is pajama day."
Mr. Lee rolled his eyes and thought,
"Yeah, right. Like pajamas are going to fix anything around here."
The principal continued.
"Primary grade teachers, it's now time to walk your students to the auditorium for the kindness assembly. Please be on time."
Mr. Gleason walked toward the auditorium with mixed feelings, hopeful yet unsure, both about the assembly and the upcoming school year. He straightened his blue tie, which matched his eyes, and gave his pepper-gray goatee a quick stroke. He was trying to project the confidence of someone who had everything sorted. But this was only his second year as principal, and despite his time as a teacher, doubt was creeping in. The assembly was his idea. He needed the guest speaker to engage the students well. More than that, he needed the kids to feel inspired to be kinder, not just zone out during a boring talk. Most of all, he needed to prove to the school parents and to himself that last year's bullying situation wouldn't happen again. He wasn't sure if this assembly would help, but he felt he needed to do something. Students and teachers began filing into the auditorium. The first to arrive was a wide-eyed, timid kindergarten class. It was their first assembly ever, as evidenced by the substitute teacher's struggle to seat them in straight rows, facing the right direction. Then Shauna Rosenberg, the parent-teacher organization president, who had organized the event, arrived and helped everyone settle into their correct spots, leaving an aisle as the guest presenter had requested. The teachers sat in cold metal chairs along the sides, ready to step in if any students became too rowdy. Once it appeared that everyone had arrived in the auditorium, Mr. Gleason scanned the scene. The space reverberated with the chatter of 307 students, 11 teachers, and 3 instructional assistants. Whitaker Lee's fourth grade students arrived late at the back of the room. Shauna waved to her son in his class, but quickly realized something was wrong. She walked over to Mr. Lee.
"Hey, your class is supposed to come to the later presentation."
Mr. Lee looked like an old 70s rock musician, rumpled as usual in wrinkled pants and messy hair. He shrugged, unbothered.
"Oh, I guess I didn't get the email."
Shauna bit her tongue and thought,
Didn't you hear this morning's announcement?"
Instead of arguing, she told him it was fine if his class stayed for the first show, but wondered if the assembly presenter had a different program for the older grades. Mr. Lee's students sat in the back of the room, some slouched, one lying down, and most looking apathetic as if replicating his attitude.